some big news has been coming from Walt Disney World. Characters, masks, and Guardians of the Galaxy top the headlines. Then we'll discuss, whatever. We have no topic, so we'll just share some thoughts from our recent trips to the most magical celebration on Earth. This is episode 86 of the Mickey Vow Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, and welcome to episode 86 of the Mickey File Podcast. I'm Scott, and with me, as always, my lovely wife, Karen.
Hello, everybody.
It's the week of April 18th.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Big, cool stuff happened.
There is.
Today.
Big, cool stuff happened today.
Well, actually yesterday, because we're a little late recording this.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know the day got away from us. That's what happened.
Yeah, work and your work and everybody else, but
yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. Big shout out to Jennifer Pulliam.
Yes. Thank you. So, thank you.
Yeah, we missed her last week because it happened like literally right after we recorded.
I know.
And we recorded early last week. So.
Yeah, because we recorded Sunday, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was, we knew it was going to be long and I needed time to edit.
Yes.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.
We got another Patreon.
I know. Very exciting.
Yeah. That's like all the stuff I have.
Yeah. It's been a busy, it's Tuesday and it's been a busy week already.
Like, I thought all morning that it was Wednesday.
I actually woke up at like 2 o'clock in the morning because the dogs, and I actually went, oh, it's the weekend. Dang it. It's only Tuesday.
Yeah, I wasn't that far, but I thought all day that it was Wednesday.
Yeah, I've just been very confused. And
yeah.
But even the latter part of last week was very busy. So it's just made everything very, going into this week has made it very weird. I don't know why.
It has.
So, but that's okay. It's all still good. Mm-hmm. That way it makes, when we get to go to those magical celebration on Earth, it makes it better every time.
Yeah. There you go.
Didn't you like my segue there? That was pretty
good. And there's no dog training this week, right?
Correct.
It's good. We'll have a weekend.
We will.
Dude, that dog wears me out. Just holding him at the end of the leash wears you out. I mean, he's too strong. Anyway, enough about the dog. So, I guess we're ready for news.
I guess so. All right. Character meet and greets are back. Officially yesterday, the 18th, they started. Hugs, high fives, and autographs returned to Walt Disney World. And from what I saw in pictures, there was lots of tears.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Couple characters are added back to the Festival of Fantasy Parade.
Yeah, which is weird, because remember when we were there on Friday,
it was all the individuals.
Yeah, like Mary Poppins and Bert weren't in the parade, and I know they were missing.
Right. It was missing a whole bunch on, because yesterday and today's parade, it had everything in it.
Maybe
just things weren't working.
Maybe people are off on Friday, I don't know.
Right, or things weren't working correctly, because Maleficent wasn't at the parade on Friday.
Right.
So,
but she doesn't have anything to do with any other character.
I understand. I mean, but they were missing part of the stuff that parade. But. Yeah. But they actually have, you know, like Anna and Elsa, Prince, I just forgot his name, and Tiana.
Naveen.
And Tiana and Prince Charming and Cinderella. They're all together.
So,
yeah. So
we were talking about this at the parade.
Yes.
The other day. Because I am fairly confident in saying that every single time I've ever seen the parade or the cavalcade with Tinkerbell, it is the same girl.
Or they just look really similar, but that would be, well, one, I'd love to play that character because she has so much fun. But yes, it does look like the same girl.
She work? I mean, you know, specifically the face, not not a little girl on a blonde wig.
No, I understand.
Not a little girl. A smallish woman in a blonde wig, you know, on a float. I mean, like, she looks very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. I mean, does she come in twice a week, you know, twice a day for the parade? Is that, does she work 7 days a week for like 4 hours? Or?
I don't know.
Because they're not doing Tinkerbell meet and greets.
No, they're not.
So, you know, it's not like she gets off the float and goes and does that for a while.
Right.
And other people. I mean, Mary Poppins and Bert and, you know, it's just interesting.
It is.
So maybe you just get your 2 days off a week and those 2 days Mary Poppins isn't in the parade.
Maybe.
You know. I'd love to know how that works out.
Yeah.
If you're a cast member.
Yes. And happen to
tell us.
Yes. And happen to let us know.
Yeah, I really would like to know.
I mean, I know. It would be interesting.
There's no way they're working 365 days a year, so they're getting time off, but
right. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Can't answer that.
I like really want to know now. There was a bunch of like almost rare characters in the parks.
When?
Yesterday.
Yes.
Like the whatever her name is, the butterfly thing from
the moth from A Bug's Life?
Yeah, moth, okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of colors in that for a moth, but okay.
Well, there but in that Bug's Life there are things with a lot of colors.
I know. But that, what else did we see? Sully's back?
Yeah, Sully and Mike.
You know, I mean, I guess that was already a thing, but
they hadn't been there.
Yeah.
And they had, the bears were down, which you only see, generally see the one bear. You've seen him up on top of Country Bear, but they had the other
you
colored bear.
You see him all the time.
Right.
But there's often one or two more up there, but he is always up there when there's a bear up there.
Yeah, and I've whatever only seen him up there. I hadn't seen the others. So the ones
Liver Lips, whatever, or whatever his name is. You know, whichever one it is.
Right.
So
yeah, that was.
Yeah, but there were a lot around. Like,
yeah.
From the pictures I saw, mm-hmm. It felt like old Disney where you just come around a corner and there was a character.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw on Easter Sunday that Goofy was hugging people at Vero Beach.
No, I never saw that.
Yeah.
Really?
So at Vero Beach Resort, they kicked it off a day early.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
That is awesome.
So,
I mean, it was coming. I mean, it had been announced.
Yeah. So they made a really big deal about it.
Yeah.
You know, with the characters.
And they had characters all over the resorts.
And, you know, like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we had even commented that, now they had already announced it was coming on the 18th, but we were really close to some characters at Moonlight Magic.
Oh, Gaston especially.
Anna and Elsa, when we went and saw them.
They were behind the ropes. But
yeah.
The ropes weren't very far. They
no,
were
the
still
ropes
close.
Weren't, but
but they were closer.
But nobody was really getting all that close to the ropes either.
No.
You know, and Mickey, I feel like, was close, but you couldn't touch him, but he wasn't really behind anything.
Right.
But yeah, Gaston was behind some bushes that were like ankle high and didn't matter. But and he was really close. Like,
yeah.
I feel like where people were taking the pictures with him, he could have just put his hands on their shoulders anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, Goofy, I saw for sure, was taking pictures with people.
That's really cool.
With his arm around him and stuff at Vero Beach on Easter Sunday.
Yeah. I did see this one. It looked like it was at Beach Club or Yacht Club, one of the two. Goofy, it was on the ground. Goofy was standing there, and this little boy, probably 3 or 4 years old, went running towards him. And he's got bent down. He's got his hands out, arms out, like waiting for the hug. And the kid stops, like about 10 feet away, looks back at his parents. And you can tell Goofy's doing this to get, you know, gesturing towards himself to get the kid to come running in, and literally just dives into him. It was just adorable.
Yeah, cool.
And all you hear is the kid squealing.
Right.
Because he's getting to hug Goofy. So.
You know, there's like millions of kids out there who have never had a chance to hug those characters.
I know.
Not even because they've never been. There are like hundreds of thousands of kids, probably, who have been to the parks in the last 2 years who have never in their life have been able to hug Mickey Mouse.
I know. And now they can.
I know. That's jacked up, though.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, so it's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
And it should be a big deal.
And when we go, that's going to be our day.
Well, I don't know about the whole day.
It's going to be a lot of the day.
I mean, Haunted Mansion ain't going to ride itself.
But, okay, all right.
No, so I get it. Yeah,
Genie Plus. I mean, Genie Plus is getting me some character meet and greets.
Right.
Because it's not... What were they calling them?
You know, for the grown-ups, the grown-up men.
Yeah.
They need to bring Jessica Rabbit out for some hugging. Just saying.
Oh, they used to call them character sightings.
Yeah, they were character
now
sightings.
Now they're actually called meet and greets again.
Right.
So
very cool.
Yes.
But yeah, they it was a big deal, and it should be a big deal.
Yes.
It's, I don't know if it's almost as big a deal or a bigger deal than the next one. Probably a bigger deal.
I think it's a bigger deal, but this one's a close second.
I mean, this one was so close
yeah.
to happening already that, yeah.
Right.
It basically was already happening?
Pretty much, yeah. Face covering mandate change effective today, April 19th. This was actually posted as a push notification on MDE and announced on the monorails. And this is the quote, face coverings are now optional on enclosed transportation and recommended for those not fully vaccinated.
So I didn't get a push notification, did you?
No, a very good travel agent of ours sent a...
Oh, is that who it was?
Who posted the push notification.
Okay, because I got one from, I got a picture of it. Oh, no. I got a picture of a Facebook post that it literally happened while they were on the monorail.
Well, yeah, but that's...
That they got.
Right, but I'd actually gotten the other one that showed.
That happened on a plane yesterday, too, apparently.
Oh.
Like, apparently, the flight attendant got on the microphone, said you could take your masks off.
Cool.
Now, and like the whole plane went like cheering, and the flight attendants were crying. Like, that seems kind of strange. Like in the middle of the flight, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's at Disney too. No more. I don't even have to take one anymore.
I know.
Which is good, which means I can stop losing them.
True. True. So, I mean, it's been kind of been. Leading that way anyways, especially when
it has. We talked about it. I mean, 3 weeks ago when we were there, we got onto the monorail and nobody in the car was wearing a mask.
Yeah.
So
we took ours off too, I think.
We noticed that like every time you got on, if it wasn't overly crowded, people weren't wearing masks.
Right. Well, I mean, you can go to a show. What's the difference between a show and
I will go back to what is the difference between being crammed into the stretching room or the interrogation room at Rise.
Right.
90 people in the stretching room.
I had no idea it was that many people.
I am, but 90 people in the stretching room.
Right. There's not 90 people in a
monorail. In a room that I'm guessing is, I don't know, 25 by 25 maybe?
Probably.
So, yeah. I don't know what the difference between that and the monorail was.
It's over.
No more now.
Yippee.
Yeah. And again, masks are now optional on enclosed transportation. So that's buses and monorails at Disney.
Correct.
So, you know, if you're comfortable with it, you can still wear them. We live in Florida. We haven't been wearing masks in Florida for 2 years.
Yep.
Other than at Disney and...
And physicians.
So we're excited not to have to wear them because it's just inconvenient for us.
Yes, it is.
To be honest with you.
Very much so.
Yeah. So anyway.
There we go. So yay. Thing. It is exciting. Guardians of the Galaxy DVC preview and AP preview were released on April 14th. The DVC dates are May 9th and May 18th, and the AP dates are May 8th through May 10th, May 15th and 16th, and May 18th through the 21st, and the, you were assigned a 30-minute ride window.
Yeah.
And I think it allowed, by doing those 30-minute windows, it allowed a lot more previews.
It did. Right, because basically with Remy, once you got back there, you could stay all day.
Well, with this, you can too.
In the Remy area.
Oh, in the Remy area. Yes, you could stay all day. Correct.
So this, I mean, there's not really, there's really not an area. In fact, no. It looks like they've torn all the walls down around it.
Pretty much, yeah.
So there's no real way to keep people in that area, which is fine.
Right. Well, I think they've moved the walls, or maybe because with...
I don't know. I've seen people taking pictures in front of the thing. Now I know that they are on previews, but...
Right. I think they're doing it for the preview times.
Right.
So, but yeah. So I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
So... they also now have the soundtrack that's going to be playing in the ride and in the queue and everything. It's the Awesome Mix soundtrack of 6 songs in their classic versions. It's going to be September, Disco Inferno, Conga, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Iran, and One Way or Another, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And is it Eson, the Celestial?
Yeah, probably.
Is listed, is going to be one of the villains in this.
Is he one of the villains, or is
or
he the villain?
The villain. He's the villain, apparently. He's listed as the villain. They keep coming out with little blurbs of stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've never read the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I haven't either. But the cast members that have been on it already, because they've been doing cast member previews right now, they can't say anything, obviously. But everyone that's on, all the little postings and everything, it said, it is amazing. So.
Well, apparently he was in the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Oh. So apparently we need to watch him again.
Yeah. I mean, like, for a second or something.
Right. The name sounds familiar. So.
Sure.
Yeah. So, I'm excited for the preview, especially the one with the people, the AP preview on the 21st. That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Drawn to Life has a new dining package. It's called An Animated Evening, a Drawn to Life prefix dining offer. You can choose from 13 participating Disney Springs restaurants, which all offer a price fix menu priced at $45 or $65 per person, depending on location. Tax and gratuity are not included. You must purchase your Drawn to Life tickets before booking the dining package. But it's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Make it a night of it type thing.
Yeah, I guess that's... So, you know, you're a couple of hundred, $300 for tickets, and then another $100+ for dinner, and
but
I guess that's why they're doing it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I
mean, maybe they're trying to make it so, you know, it's the price fix. Sometimes they're reasonable ones. They make
maybe
it a little
it's
because
of show times, too. You price fix, you can get people in and out. And
that's true.
A little easier.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't know.
Some of the discounts and stuff, I don't know if this is even a discount, but some of the, like, promotional stuff they're doing right now, I just don't understand. The parks are packed and their hotels are packed and they're giving all these discounts for hotel rooms. So I don't know. I clearly don't know as much about what Disney does as Disney does. So
apparently, yeah. We don't understand. I mean, they're doing it during slow times. I don't know. Maybe these restaurants aren't getting as much business and they're trying to promote it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
World of Color out at Disney California Adventure is going to be using the virtual queue when it returns on April 22nd. It's the first we've heard about virtual queue stuff coming back. I think they still use it out there, like for Spider-Man and that stuff.
Yeah, probably.
So we haven't heard anything about Guardians or anything with it here.
No, but it's interesting that it's for a show. It must have to do with limiting crowds and social distancing because of California.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So the bus service ended between Disney Springs and Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. This was due to the fact that check-in opened at 11, but guest entry didn't begin until 1, and the service has barely been used since it began a month ago.
So I understand that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But then how do you get there? Like, if you come down the day before,
mm-hmm.
or 3 or 4 days before, whatever.
Right.
Like, how are you getting there? I guess you have to do Lyft with all your bags.
I guess so. Because
there's no other bus going there.
Right. Because the only bus was coming from Disney Springs.
Right.
So, yes, you'd have to do...
I'm glad I have a car.
Yeah. National Geographic introduces a Disney Plus subscription bundle. It's basically Disney Plus now plus Geographic Premium. It's $10.99 a month or annually for $109.
What's Disney Plus cost now?
I don't know.
So we're in our free year, right?
We're still in our free year. I think our free year ends in November.
$8 a month, $7.99 or whatever. And you can get Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN starting at $14 a month. Why is National Geographic like? I don't know. I guess that works out. It's $2 is what it is. $3.
Yeah.
So I guess that works out because that's basically what they're charging for Hulu and ESPN. So just weird that they didn't try to keep it under $15 is what they're trying to do.
Right.
So, okay. Well, that's cool. I mean, National Geographic's cool.
Yeah. They actually have some cool shows and stuff. So.
Yeah, but you get so much of it on Hulu and Disney Plus already.
Yeah.
That I don't see the need to add it.
Okay.
Personally,
yeah. Walt Disney World cast member blackout dates have been lifted until Memorial Day. It's been a big contention previously that cast members couldn't get in.
I guess. For all the parks?
Yeah.
Wait, until Memorial Day?
Until Memorial
Day. Okay, so a month.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. And this one just came out today. The Disney Visa card member savings up to 30% on Walt Disney World hotels from August 28th through September 19th.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because there's some Moonlight Magic days in there.
There is one Moonlight Magic day in there.
Okay. Well, that's groovy.
Yes.
I'm down with that.
Yep. And that may or may not have been. So that's all the regular news.
Yeah. So DVC this weekend, Friday, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Last Friday. Declared more units on the west side of the sixth floor added to inventory for sales. It's two studios, one bedroom, 9 2-bedroom lock-offs, and one grand villa. So actually what they declared would be 11 studios and 10 1-bedrooms.
Yes, but that's not how they listed it.
Yeah, well, I guess that's because they're talking about what they're actually booking.
Right.
So, interesting way to break it down, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah. more Moonlight Magics are coming.
Yes, they are. Open one if you're staying on property for Hollywood Studios, it opens tomorrow.
Cool.
Yep.
I guess that's it for like real news.
For real news, yeah.
So we don't really have a topic.
No, we don't.
We've both been a little bit under the weather and busy. So we didn't really have a chance to come up with anything cool.
Yeah.
And we've done a lot of trip reports lately, so.
And I didn't really want to do another trip report.
Yeah. So we're just going to kind of stream of conscious Disney here. There's some new stuff coming out on Disney Plus.
Really? What?
Well, okay, so today's the 19th, right?
Yep.
On the 20th, episode 4 of the Moon Knight, which we have not yet watched.
No, we haven't. We have to watch those.
Yeah. Proud Family, Louder and Prouder, we also have not watched, like, ever.
Okay.
There's some documentary stuff. Bear Witness and Explore, The Last Tepui. But the polar bear thing is coming out on the 22nd.
Ooh, that's kind of, well, it's just in time for
so
for Earth Day.
Yeah, is that the 22nd?
It's 23rd.
Okay. So, but it's Friday. Right. Is the important part. They do Wednesday and Friday. Right. You know.
But that sounds, the polar bear thing sounds cool.
I hope it is, because they're building a huge, well, we're building a huge sand castle, polar bear. In front of Animal Kingdom, so I hope it's cool, because somebody did a lot of work on it. It was really cool when we saw it.
I know. It was very cool watching them build it.
Yeah. And The Biggest Little Farm, The Return. I don't know what that is either. And I don't know. I don't know if it's a documentary or an animated series, to be honest with you.
Okay. So,
but it's coming out. April 27th, the episode 5 of the Moon Knight, But the one I'm interested in, the whole reason we're talking about this, is this sketchbook thing that comes out on April 27th.
And what is that?
That is, let me tell you what the Disney site here, the Disney Plus Originals site. Disney Sketchbook is an intimate instructional documentary series. Sketchbook takes us onto the desks and into the lives of talented artists and animators. Each episode focuses on a single artist teaching us how to draw a single iconic character from a Walt Disney Animation Studios film. So that is super cool. It's basically like the animation thing at Animal Kingdom, but on demand.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah, I'm actually super excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other series, like Star Wars series ones, coming out pretty soon?
In May.
Okay. I thought there was another one coming the end of April for some reason.
Nothing in April.
Okay. I don't know why I thought Obi-Wan was in April, but it's not. Apparently it's in May.
It's in May.
Okay.
So I'm a little, for some reason they don't have anything listed for the 29th, which is weird because that is the last Friday.
Yeah. That is weird.
Yeah. That's all they got.
Okay, cool. So that sounds like exciting Disney Plus stuff coming out.
A couple of things, yeah. I mean, in the next 2 weeks, it's not like...
I know, it does seem like it should be farther away, but it's not.
Yeah.
It is the 19th.
But there wasn't a lot this month.
No, I know.
Better Nate Than Ever, Herbie Fully Loaded. Isn't that the one with, what's her name?
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah. No, I knew who he meant.
And the rest of the time, it was like Moon Knight... Proud Family, Moon Knight, Proud Family, Moon Knight, Proud Family.
Oh, okay, like, gotcha.
Pretty much all month. A couple other things, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it for Disney Plus.
Cool.
There's a lot of chatter.
Ooh, I like chatter.
I don't know if that's the right word. A lot of discussion online
about
Genie Plus.
Okay.
In no way am I ever going to say it's as good as FastPass.
No, I'm not going to say that either at all.
And I think it's a waste of money at least two of the four parks.
I would agree.
If not four of the four parks, three of the four parks.
Yes.
But we used it twice this month at Magic Kingdom.
Yes, we did.
So, and the discussion came because, like, all of a sudden, while we were over there, they dropped this thing about you can expect to get two or three.
What is it? Two rides in a show or something like that.
It just says two or three.
They don't break it down. Okay.
So we did it basically the same way twice, mm-hmm. but it worked.
Yes, it did. When we were staying on property.
Right. And when we...
Right.
All
right.
Now, when we were staying on property... Now, both times, we got to book one at 7 o'clock because we're pass holders and it didn't matter.
Right. But the only difference was we could book the ILL.
Right. Before the park opened. But we only did that when we were staying on property.
Right.
So, but we did it again this week. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember the exact times, but we booked Jungle Cruise for around 3:30.
Yeah, around there.
3 o'clock.
3-ish. It may have been 2:55, 3-ish.
Okay, 3:30, somewhere there.
Yeah.
And we did that from home at, I don't know, 10 after 7, whatever. We weren't at 7 o'clock, let's get it.
Well, but right at 7, remember, we were both having problems launching it because...
And we also didn't even start talking about it until 7 o'clock.
So anyway,
we didn't even start talking about it until like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right. And we were just going over for the day. So,
right. And it was just kind of a last minute, hey, since we're going there, what if we do this?
Right.
So we started off with Jungle Cruise because we hadn't done that in a while.
Correct.
And well, I guess we did G3 was the last time we did it.
Yeah.
So we started off with Jungle Cruise. Mm-hmm. Then
at 11.
Right, because the park opened at 9.
9.
So at 11, we could do our first one.
Right.
So we did, I don't even remember what. Winnie the Pooh.
It was Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Because the time fit.
Right. And we hadn't ridden that in quite a while either.
Right.
So 1 o'clock.
We did
Little Mermaid, because we haven't been on that.
In a while.
Right. And it's cute. And
it is.
You know what? Every time I ride it, I like it more.
Uh-huh.
It's...
The only part I don't like is that they finish up the story too fast.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of jumps from she lost her voice to she got her voice back.
Basically. Well, then they're getting ready to kiss, and then she...
Right, and then they're married.
And then they're married, yeah. They need to have a little bit in there.
Yeah, but...
But other than that, that's always been my little issue.
Yeah, it's actually one of the... Maybe the only one now that really tells you the story of the movie. Peter Pan tries to, but it's so short.
I know. I think if they just slowed it down just minuscule, Peter Pan would be better.
It holds nobody. They've got to try to get people through there. I'm surprised it's not going 40 miles an hour.
I know, but...
I mean, I understand it.
Right.
You know. But, yeah, I mean, the Little Mermaid ride, I think, uh-huh. They've done a really good job with.
I think they did.
I said, every time we go on it, I think I like it more. Mm-hmm. So we got that one at like 1.
Right. And then.
We must have had Winnie the Pooh at 1:30 because we had to go at 1:30 to get on a ride.
Yeah.
So that must have been our first one. It was our first one.
Yeah. But we also did PhilharMagic.
We did. That was not on Genie Plus.
Right.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
So, yeah. So we did Winnie the Pooh.
Uh-huh.
Then we did The Little Mermaid.
Right.
By then it was time for Jungle Cruise.
Right.
Did Monsters, Inc. Mm-hmm. And we actually booked that because it was a long show. It looked like it was going to rain. It was available. And the line was stupid long.
Yes, it really was.
Like the line was back and forth, almost all the way to the bridge.
Yeah.
So it was crazy. It must have rained pretty hard because the sidewalks were really wet
when we came out. Yes. And we were concerned that.
Yeah. And it was convenient because straight across the hub and we were at Jungle Cruise to ride that.
Yep.
So that was good. Our skipper was cute.
She
was funny.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit dry, but funny dry. Like,
but I kind of expect that to be dry.
No, I mean, like, don't want to say monotone, because it wasn't that. Like, she wasn't actually playing for the laugh.
Oh, okay.
Like, she was very, very subtle the way she did it. It was good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we did that, and I don't know, by that point it was probably 4 o'clock, and we were starving.
Yes. We couldn't decide what we
wanted to do. So between 1:30 and 4, though, we had done, in no particular order, mm-hmm. Jungle Cruise, Little Mermaid, Winnie the Pooh, and Monsters, Inc.
Correct.
If we had been staying later, you know, to the fireworks or whatever, we could have easily gotten 2 or 3 more.
Right.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
I think it all depends on how you're going to do it. If you're trying to get
in the morning,
something at 7 a.m. for park opening, you're not going to make great use of the service.
Right.
I think you have to start from the back and work forward.
Right.
To make it work. But doing that, we did it twice in a row, 2 weeks apart.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked both times, pretty similar results. In 3 hours, we got 4 or 5 rides.
Right.
Or rides and shows.
Right. Yeah, because then we ended up going on. We ended up doing a show in between there that we didn't do on Genie Plus.
Yeah, we went and saw PhilharMagic.
Right.
So, which was weird, actually. They've certainly cleaned up the video.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was way less nausea-inducing.
Yes.
It wasn't as big. It was crisper, clearer, not blurry like it was.
Right.
Except for, like, the first 10 seconds of Coco. When he's flying in on the bus or whatever it is.
Oh.
All of that was, I don't know if it was just too much going on and trying to do it too fast, but all of that, we all said, was super blurry.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it was very good.
Yeah.
Coco part, they made fit in.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cute. I liked it. It was the first time we've seen it with Coco.
Yes.
First time I've seen it with Coco.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
Yeah. And it was certainly better. Like I said, the video was much higher quality.
Yes.
Than I remember it being.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah. PhilharMagic was good.
Yes, it was.
And I think that's all we got for this week.
Okay.
Like, we didn't have a lot planned, and it shows. So. But, you know, sometimes you need one of these.
Yeah.
Just chillax and talk to our friends.
Yeah, see, it shows we're real people. Just kidding.
Yeah, that's it. We are going to wrap up for episode 86 of the Mickey File Podcast. Check us out on Instagram, MickeyFile_podcast at Instagram. MickeyFilePodcast@gmail.com if you want to email us. Facebook group for the Mickey File Podcast is out there. That's our private group. Just ask to join. We'll get you in pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is going to wrap it up.
Okay.
So tell your friends about us. It'd always be nice to build some more community.
Yes, it is.
And we will see everybody next week. You can go check out. We're going to be doing in like an hour.
Yep.
From when we're recording this. So it's already done. We did Frontierland for our Facebook and YouTube Live bi-weekly show. Dave and Tony Ann from the Disney Crush will be on next week, and then we'll be back in 2 weeks with probably Liberty Square, the House of Presidents and Haunted Mansion and all of that cool stuff. What did I say? House of Presidents?
Yep.
Hall of Presidents and the Haunted Mansion. That's going to do it for us this week. Thanks, everybody, and goodbye.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.